Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Squire. The New Testament reading for today is from Acts chapter 12, verses 1 through 25. About that time, Herod the king laid violent hands on some who belonged to the church. He killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And when he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. This was during the days of unleavened bread. And when he had seized him, he put him in prison, delivering him over to four squads of soldiers to guard him, intending after the Passover to bring him out to the people. So Peter was kept in prison, but earnest prayer for him was made to God by the church. Now when Herod was about to bring him out, on that very night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries before the door were guarding the prison. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood next to him, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and awoke him, saying, "Get up quickly," and the chains fell off his hands. And the angel said to him, "Dress yourself and put on your sandals." And he did so. And he said to him, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me." And he went out and followed him. He did not know that what was being done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they had passed the first and the second guard, they came to the iron gate leading into the city. It opened for them of its own accord, and they went out and went along one street, and immediately the angel left him. When Peter came to himself, he said, "Now I am sure that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from the hand of Herod and from all that the Jewish people were expecting." When he realized this, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose other name was Mark, where many were gathered together and were praying. And when he knocked at the door of the gateway, a servant girl named Rhoda came to answer. Recognizing Peter's voice, in her joy she did not open the gate, but ran in and reported that Peter was standing at the gate. They said to her, "You are out of your mind." But she kept insisting that it was so, and they kept saying, "It is his angel." But Peter continued knocking, and when they opened, they saw him and were amazed. But motioning to them with his hand to be silent, he described to them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, "Tell these things to James and to the brothers." Then he departed and went to another place. Now when day came, there was no little disturbance among the soldiers over what had become of Peter. And after Herod searched for him and did not find him, he examined the sentries and ordered that they should be put to death. Then he went down from Judea to Caesarea and spent time there. Now Herod was angry with the people of Tyre and Sidon, and they came to him with one accord. And having persuaded Blastus, the king's chamberlain, they asked for peace, because their country depended on the king's country for food. On an appointed day, Herod put on his royal robes, took his seat upon the throne, and delivered an oration to them. And the people were shouting, "The voice of a god and not of a man." Immediately, an angel of the Lord struck him down, because he did not give glory to God, and he was eaten by worms and breathed his last. But the word of God increased and multiplied. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had completed their service, bringing with them John, whose other name was Mark. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Dear saints in Christ, James is the first of our Lord's apostles to die as a martyr for the gospel. Luke tells us in the Acts of the Apostles that King Herod, probably Herod Agrippa, the grandson of the Herod who ruled over Jerusalem at the time of Jesus' birth and who had ordered the murder of the children in and around Bethlehem, continued in the family business of persecuting and killing the people of God by having James, the brother of John, killed. His murderous rage was not quenched, so he also had Peter arrested and planned to do the same with him. But in his mercy and in response to the earnest prayers of God's people, our Lord sent an angel to rescue Peter from prison. Now there's certainly some comedy here in this text, with Peter not realizing what's happening, to Rhoda the servant girl not opening the gate. But there is also plenty of violence, danger, and death. This is all too familiar for the people of God, from ancient times to today. It should be no surprise, as our Lord Jesus himself had said, "If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you." He also said that the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God, and they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. This was true for James, for Peter, for Paul, and for all the apostles. Even John, the brother of James, though he himself was not killed for his faith, he was still persecuted, exiled, and faced trials and tribulations. Still today, there are brothers and sisters in Christ throughout the world who experience trial, danger, and martyrdom because of their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It would be easy to despair because of all of this, but our Lord does not leave us without hope and a promise. He says, "I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Our Lord Jesus overcame the world, sin, and even death through his own death on the cross and his glorious resurrection. Even now he sits at God's right hand in glory with every enemy under his feet. When he comes again, he will raise up James, Peter, and all his people and vindicate them with everlasting life in a new creation. Herod's untimely death was just a foretaste of our Lord's vindication for his people. No matter how bad the situation looks in the world, we know that our Lord is in control. Dear Christians, we have nothing to fear. Our promise is sure. Our Lord is faithful. He is with us always. He will vindicate us. He will raise us up. He will bring us into a new creation where there is no more sin, no more persecution, no more crying and pain, no more death. Our Lord is faithful. He will surely do it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, shepherd of your people, you raised up James the Just, brother of our Lord, to lead and guide your church. Grant that we may follow his example of prayer and reconciliation and be strengthened by the witness of his death, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.